With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pakistan's army chief has arrived for talks in Tehran in the latest diplomatic move to ease tensions in the region and arrange a second round of negotiations between the U.S. and the Iranian Republic. The U.S. Navy is imposing a sea blockade against Iran now. It's the latest escalation in the war that has seen the flow of key energy supplies choked off at the Strait of Hormuz because of Iran's ongoing threats. The Qatari foreign minister spokesman Majid al-Ansari says maritime activity through the strait needs to resume.
Security of the Strait of Hormuz, the reality of the Strait of Hormuz, cannot be harmed by any escalatory moves by any party. This is condemned internationally.
As for the U.S. blockade against Iranian ports, the U.S. Navy says U.S. forces have now completely halted economic trade going into and out of Iran by sea. The blockade could put serious pressure on the Iranian economy. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visiting capitals to secure military and financial support.
Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's top priority is securing help to buy and build more air defense systems as Russia continues deadly attacks on civilians and infrastructure.
That's Charles A. Ledesma. An April heat wave could smash new records.
A long-lasting weather pattern is blasting hot air across the eastern U.S. and threatening to shatter record highs. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta are experiencing unusual April heat. Forecasters say the near-record temperatures could last into the weekend. The heat follows severe storms in Kansas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. More storms are in the forecast for the Midwest. Experts note that the duration of this heat wave is rare for April. The heat can be stressful on the human body, especially since many have not yet acclimated to higher temperatures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Illinois, it's the place to go for an abortion these days, as Michael Harrington explains.
According to research by the Alan Guttmacher Institute, of the roughly 150,000 women who traveled across state lines to get an abortion last year, 23% went to Illinois, which is more than any other state in the union. Democratic Governor Jay Pritzker is a vigorous promoter of abortion and, with the help of the legislature, has done all he can to make Illinois an abortion destination. This new report indicates that the governor is succeeding. Michael Harrington reporting.
The state of Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in an effort to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism that's afflicted the whole country. A recent poll released by the Claims Conference revealed that amongst Generation Z and millennials in Florida, nearly two-thirds were unaware that 6 million Jews were murdered during the Nazi Holocaust. This is SRN News. There's a growing movement to get millennials and Gen Zers to disengage from their phones, at least for a while.
Some 20 years after Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone, more and more millennials and Generation Zers are making an effort to put down their cell phones, if just for a short time. Dan Fox, a 38-year-old New Yorker, recently hosted a gathering in his Brooklyn home at which more than a dozen millennials put down their phones and spent 2 hours reading, drawing, or just having conversation. Fox works for a Brooklyn-based company that sells phones with only basic functionality, and he's been part of the movement to rebel against an omnipresent screen since 2015. I'm Donna Water.
More belt tightening at Disney. This round of company layoffs will see about 1,000 job cuts across the company. Those layoffs follow January's consolidation of Disney's marketing division. Those cuts expected to fall across the California-based company's traditional TV business, including ESPN. More at SRNNews.com.